All right, let's do this. Get ready to roar, because today we're diving into the heart of the Zodiac.
Already?
The Leo man.
Let's go.
And more specifically, we're going to tackle how that famous Leo pride handles, let's be honest,
yeah,
the green-eyed monster, jealousy.
I am here for it. I love talking about this. And, you know, luckily for us,
yes,
we have Laura King and her blog, Leo Star King.
The best.
To help us unpack this whole thing.
I love a good astrologer. You know this about me. So how does King connect this whole ruled by the sun thing to Leo man's tendency for jealousy?
Okay, so it's not just some, like, you know, cute phrase, right? Like, it actually gets to, like, the core of a Leo man's personality, you know?
Okay.
Think about it. The sun is the center of our solar system.
Literally.
Right. And for a Leo man, that feeling of being admired, of being looked up to, being the center of attention.
Yeah.
It's like oxygen, right? Like, they need it.
So being ruled by the sun means they have a natural tendency to be, like, in charge.
Yeah.
To be at the center of their own little universe.
100%. And they are, like, they are so confident. They're so charismatic.
Yeah.
Which are amazing qualities in a partner. Right. But King points out that those same strengths can sometimes become, like, vulnerabilities when a Leo man feels like that position is being challenged.
Interesting.
And that's when jealousy can come out.
So it's not so much that they are, like, inherently jealous people.
Right.
It's more about how they perceive threats to, like, their status, their role as the sun in the relationship.
Yes. And King, she talks about this really interesting, like, duality with Leo men. And she says they are fiercely loyal.
Oh, I believe that.
Like, probably the most loyal people you'll ever meet. But that loyalty can sometimes, you know, it can become possessive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, they love big and they protect what they care about, which is, you know, again,
of course,
very lion heart energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if they feel a lack of reciprocity, if their partner's actions don't, like, match that same level of devotion, well, then jealousy will come out. You can see how it might flare up.
It's like you said, you don't want to get between a lion and, like, everything.
Everything, exactly.
So if a Leo man is feeling like that sense of security is threatened,
mm-hmm.
watch out.
Yeah, and this is where, like, I think King's insights get really interesting.
Okay.
She says that, like, jealousy in a Leo man, it's not always this, like, you know, big dramatic roar, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's way more subtle than that.
Really? Okay, so I'm hooked. I need to know. What are some of those subtle signs?
Okay.
Because, like, honestly, in my head, I'm picturing a volcano, right?
Yeah.
Like, full on eruption.
Of course.
Not like a quiet simmer.
So imagine this. You're with your Leo man, right? And he's usually, like, the life of the party.
Right.
Always cracking jokes, always commanding attention. Like, he just, he's the center.
Right, right.
And then suddenly he's withdrawn, quiet, almost like he's retreated into himself.
Interesting. Like, they're dimming their own light almost.
Yeah.
But see, now that's so interesting to me, because I wouldn't have pictured that as the first, like, instinct.
Right.
Because I always think of Leos as, like, very confrontational.
Yeah.
They want to talk about it. They want to make a scene.
Totally.
I would have thought it would be, like, drama.
Right. You'd think so. Right.
Yes.
But King actually says that Leo men might choose silence over a head-on argument.
Really?
They might pull away instead of engaging in, like, a big fight.
Hey, hold on. So they would actually rather just be quiet. That's so wild to me.
I know, right? Like, it's almost like this silent storm that's brewing.
Okay.
But yeah, King says that, like, emotional withdrawal, it's a huge red flag when it comes to Leo men and jealousy.
Okay, so emotional withdrawal. I'm writing this down. What other kind of, like, sneaky signs are there?
Well, she also talks about overprotectiveness.
Mm.
Which, again, you know, it comes from that same place of, like, fierce loyalty and, you know, maybe a dash of possessiveness.
So it's less roaring lion and more like mother hen.
Right.
I never would have pictured that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, think about it. A mother hen, like, she protects those chicks with her whole being.
That's true.
And for a Leo man, that, like, protective instinct, it extends to their partner.
Sure.
So King warns, like, you know, it can become stifling in a relationship if it's not, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Kept in check.
It's all about balance, right? Like, a little protectiveness, sure, flattering.
Yes.
But too much, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Get off my back.
Exactly. And then, like, and then there's the passive-aggressive behavior.
Oh, the worst.
Which, let's be honest.
Ugh, frustrating.
The worst in any relationship.
In any relationship, oh my gosh. So we're talking, like, little digs, backhanded compliments, yeah. Like, oh, that dress looks comfortable.
Exactly. Like, King points out that they're not always comfortable with that, like, yeah. Head on, you know, confrontation.
Yeah.
So they might, you know, express the jealousy indirectly,
yeah.
By, like, you know, downplaying someone else's success or, like, being kind of indifferent,
yeah.
When their partner is excited about something.
Okay, so now that we know, like, how to spot it, how do we deal with it? Like, how do you navigate those waters?
Yeah, this is the million-dollar question, yeah. Right? So King, she's a huge advocate for open and honest communication.
Of course.
But she stresses, like, you have to be both honest and diplomatic, right? So, like, directness.
Right.
It's important with Leo, man. Mm-hmm. But so is tact.
Okay, so how do you do both?
Yeah.
Any tips from King?
Yes. So one of her biggest ones is to focus on reassurance.
Okay.
Like, really remind your Leo man of your love and your loyalty, because words of affirmation.
They love that.
Huge, huge for them. So show them they're still your priority.
So it's about, like, you can't just assume they know. You have to actually, like, yep. Actively tell them.
Exactly. And this is where it gets interesting. King says, like, setting clear boundaries.
Okay.
Just as important as reassurance when you're dealing with a jealous Leo man.
Because they can't just, like, walk all over you. Right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Jealousy isn't an excuse to behave however you want.
No, not at all. And King points out that, you know, despite that confident exterior,
okay.
Leo men are actually very sensitive to feeling neglected or disrespected. So if they sense that, you know, the jealousy is being ignored, or worse, that it's giving them leverage in the relationship, it could be a deal breaker.
Wow. Okay. I never thought of that it would be like a pride thing too.
Yeah.
So it's not just about soothing their ego, but also addressing, like, the respect.
Exactly.
In the relationship.
Yes. And it goes both ways, right? Like, mm-hmm. The Leo man needs to respect their partner's boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And the partner needs to be very clear about what those are.
Which probably means having those conversations, like, early on.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, jealousy, no matter how it, like, shows up, can be so toxic.
It can be really damaging, yeah.
It's almost like, you know, resentment is the poison you drink waiting for the other person to die, kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Maybe a little dark, but, like...
A little bit.
You get the point, right?
I do.
So how do they handle things going south? Because I feel like a graceful exit is not really their style.
No, you're not wrong. King, actually, she talks about this, and it's really interesting.
Okay.
She says that if a Leo man is the one ending things, mm-hmm. he'll probably just be really straightforward about it.
Really?
Like, they value their pride, so they'd much rather just, you know, rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Than, like, drag it out. Or, you know.
Play games.
Exactly.
So no long goodbyes.
Not if they can help it.
Okay.
But, and this is a big buck up.
Oh.
If they're on the receiving end of a breakup.
Okay.
Especially if it's out of the blue. Like, King says that can be really tough on them.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really bounce back easily from that kind of blow to their ego.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So the takeaway is, don't break a Leo's heart unless you are ready for it.
For the fallout.
Yes, exactly. But this isn't all doom and gloom, right?
No, not at all.
Like, I feel like there has to be some, you know, positive, right. Because King also talks about, like, the potential for growth.
Yes.
In a relationship, even with all this jealousy stuff.
Exactly. And this is where I think, like, her insights are so powerful, you know? Because she says that if both people are willing to do the work, like, communicate openly, you know, be vulnerable, build trust.
Mm-hmm. It's the work.
Right. It can actually become this, like, unexpected way to have a deeper and more fulfilling connection with a Leo man.
So it's not about, like, getting rid of jealousy completely because, like, let's be honest, well, it's never going to happen.
It's unrealistic.
Yeah, in any relationship. But it's more about, like, learning how to, like,
right.
almost use it.
Manage it.
Yeah, exactly. And use it to make the relationship stronger.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I like that. And I think, like, what you're saying about, you know, understanding where it comes from is so important, right?
Yes, 100%. And King suggests, like, a lot of times it does come from, like, past experiences, whether that's, you know, childhood insecurities.
Yeah.
Or even, like, betrayals from, you know, previous relationships,
yeah.
Like, it can really...
Why? Because everybody has baggage.
Of course, we all do.
Right. And I think we forget that sometimes.
Yeah, we do.
Like, we just think about, like, our partners as they are now, but...
Feel like a blank slate.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Which is not true for anybody.
Not at all.
So for a Leo, you know, all of that can manifest as, like, a fear of not being enough, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Which is why that reassurance is so important, right? Like, it's about actively, like, fighting against those negative thoughts.
Yes, 100%.
With positivity, with, you know, good things.
Yeah, and just being there for them, listening to them, validating their feelings. Mm. Even if you don't necessarily agree, just showing up for them in that way.
So basically what I'm hearing is be present.
Be present.
Be supportive.
Yes.
Set boundaries.
Boundaries.
And like know that it's probably deeper than just the surface.
Exactly. It's always, there's always something like underneath.
It's a lot.
It is. It was a lot. But, you know, King says the reward is a love as radiant as the sun itself.
And that's something worth working for. Right.
Right.
To all the Leos out there and everyone who loves a Leo, just remember, jealousy, it might be there, but it doesn't have to be a bad thing.
Yes.
You know, with understanding, communication, and a lot of heart, I really think you can turn those like heated moments into, you know, fuel for a love that really lasts.
Love that. Yes.
Yes.
On that note.
Right.
I'll talk to you later.
Oh, text him.